Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do come with a grateful heart on this morning to say thank you for another day, another privilege, and another opportunity to rise, to shine, and to give your name the glory and all of the honor. Father God, we bless you, and we say thank you. We confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, and we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us when we do so. Thank you, Father. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, new mercies we see. We thank you for it. Now, Father God, we want to surrender the day back over to you, Father God, that you would unfold this day, Father God, any way you want to turn it, Father God. Your will be done, Father God, on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we bless you. We bless you. We thank you for being a prayer answering God. We thank you for hearing our prayers, answering our prayers. Father God, we trust your process. Father God, that you have a way of manifesting the answer to our prayers and a way much higher than we could have ever imagined. Father God, you do it your way. And Father God, it's okay. We are okay with it, Father God, because time is for us, not for you. Father God, you are out of time, outside of time. Father God, greater than time. Father God, you are all eternity. And not only are you all eternity, you are our Father. And you are a good Father. You are a gracious Father. You are a loving Father. And we love you for being our Father. And we love you, Father, that you first loved us. So thank you, God. We magnify you. We bless you. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. We ask that you would bless our services today. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are in you and you alone. We'll get the glory. You will be glorified. Your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified. Amen. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Amen. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Our God is not dead, but he is alive. Amen. I am your kingdom coach and your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Sending love out to all of our first-time listeners, those of you who just happened to stumble in to our platform this morning. Well, we want you to know that there is no stumbling in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. God is very intentional. Amen. Glory be to God. No accidents. There's a purpose for you being here. So we pray that you will enjoy the service. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. We call it the breakfast for champions. Amen. Why? Because we're not talking about how many grits and cheeses and all those other things, pancakes and waffles and the things that we like to eat. Amen. But we're talking about, amen, a spiritual breakfast. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 6 days a week. Amen. And we're celebrating. We're on our way to year number 12. Amen. We're taking it one day at a time, one day at a time. Amen. Glory be to God. Some days fast, some days slow, some days up, some days down, some days almost level to the ground. Amen. Glory be to God. But we're still moving forward. Amen. In faith. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. We pray that everybody's excited. Boy, it's amazing how these days are flying by the month. Amen. It's just about going. Amen. Glory be to God. But you know what? Every moment, every second, in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. We are supposed to redeem the time. Why? Because the days are evil. Redeem the time. That's one thing that everybody on planet Earth has in common. We know some people are rich, some people are extremely rich, some people are poor, some people are extremely poor, some people are in the middle, glory be to God. Huh? Everybody got a different, you know, story, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. But one thing that we all have in common, glory be to God, is we're running out of time. Now, that's one thing that every human being has in common. That's the one thing that we're running out of, time. Life is precious. Time is precious. Amen. Don't waste it. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, we're still moving forward. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we're still looking at the history of the women. We want to thank God for the women. Amen. This morning, I want to turn your attention to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 31. Proverbs chapter 31. Amen. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our redeemer. Amen and amen. All right. I'm going to be reading it out of the NIV. Amen. I'm a King James girl. Amen. I've already explained why. Amen. Because King James is the most original. Amen. When we, when we want to understand what was being said and all that. Okay. But for understanding, for clarity, amen, we want to go with the NIV. There's a couple other versions I look at, the ESV and a couple other versions too, but we're going to look at the NIV. Okay. So I'm going to read this in your hearing. Okay. Proverbs chapter number 31, verse number 10. And it reads as thus. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 31, beginning at verse number 10. Beloved, and when we read that portion of scripture, amen, it pictures a queen among women. The queen. Glory be to God. I know a couple men, and when they refer to their wives, amen, they refer, this is my queen. And that's how they introduce her. If they was introducing, they would say, this is my queen. This is Queen Frida. This is queen. Amen. Glory be to God. And so here in the scriptures this morning, amen, it gives us the picture of a queen among women, glory be to God, who has prominent features. And she has a very noticeable character. And it could be expanded, glory be to God, by the preacher or by the teacher. What does it? It gives us a couple bullet points, and then I want to focus in on one today. When we read Psalms 31, it tells us, I'm sorry, Proverbs 31, that this virtuous woman, matter of fact, I call this one to the mindset. Amen. The mindset of a virtuous woman, so that we can know how a virtuous woman thinks. You want to know how people think. You want to get around prosperous people and see how they think. You want to get around people that are doing something and see how they think. That's why it's good to be a reader. That's why it's good to read. Matter of fact, you'll never be a leader if you're not a reader, by the way. But, you know, just read their book. See how they think. See how they think. Take people out to lunch. Take them out to dinner. Why? You just want to see how they think. Glory be to God. See how they think. One thought, one sentence, one projection could change your life forever. So let's look at the mindset of this virtuous woman. Why was she so virtuous? Well, Proverbs 31 tells us that she is a commendable wife and she is a commendable mother. Praise the Lord. It also tells us that she lives for her home and she lives for her family. Hallelujah. It tells us that she is constantly industrious. Also, she is self-disciplined and she is very orderly. She is a sharp businesswoman. Sharp. She has good, refined tastes. Very tasteful. Very gracious. She manifests the grace of hospitality. She is charitable in time of need. She is virtuous because she is spiritually minded. She is not carnal minded, because there's a difference in being carnal minded and spiritually minded, which we will be teaching a series on that coming forth. But she is spiritually minded. Spiritually minded is when we seek first God's kingdom. When we seek the things that are above and not beneath. When we seek the will of God. Spiritually minded. What pleases the Lord. So we see all of these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful virtues in this virtuous woman. We see her mindset. We see how she thinks. Because she's living how she thinks. As a man, as a woman thinks, so are they. Today, for a couple minutes though, I just want to focus on one verse. Because we don't have time to break it down. Really, you can take a month and just on this one chapter, taking one verse at a time and be blessed. I want to focus on verse 20 today. As we talk about the mindset of this virtuous woman, what made her so outstanding? What gave mention of her? See? And he noticed it didn't really attach a name to it, see? Because amen. It could be you and it could be me. Verse number 20 says this. She stretched out her hand to the poor. She reaches forth her hands to the needy. Oh, the mindset, a virtuous woman. Helping the poor. Helping the needy, helping the poor, helping the needy, not just about her, not just about her family, helping the poor, helping the needy. And look how blessed she was, her mindset. Why? Because her mindset and because she was spiritually minded, she knew that poverty was bondage. She knew that poverty binds people from having the things that they need. Poverty brings depression and poverty brings fear. And it is not God's will for anyone to remain in bondage to poverty. Now is the time for God to break the bondage of debt, poverty from the lives of his people. It is the will of God. Make no mistake of Jacob. And the virtuous woman knew that. Now it's a time for him to release a special financial anointing that will break the chains from the finances of his people and enable them to reap his abundance. Poverty. Glory be to God. She knew that. And beloved, amen. The Bible says here, glory be to God, hallelujah, that she stretched out her hands to the poor. This was her mindset. She reaches forth her hands to the needy. Beloved, we live in a world that is plagued by poverty. Each day, 42,000 children of the world die needlessly because of hunger and preventable childhood diseases. 1 billion people in the world live in abject poverty. They do not have the most basic resources of food, clothing, shelter, education, and medical care. 2 billion people, or shall we say a little under one-third of the world's population earn less than $300 per person per year. God has given the church the responsibility of ministering to the needs of the poor. It is not the responsibility of governments. It is the responsibility of God's people. God requires us to give to the poor according to how he has blessed us. And if God has prospered and blessed you, beloved, you must be willing to give freely and generously to the poor according to how he has prospered you. Excuse me. If you have a limited income, then you must also be willing to give to the poor accordingly. God commanded the children of Israel to give to the poor in their land. And as they did, beloved, God blessed them. Here we see the mindset of a virtuous people, the mindset. In Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 10, it says, give generously to them and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you and all your work. And in everything you put your hand to. What a promise. What a promise. I'm going to read that again. Deuteronomy 15 and 10. Give generously to them and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work. And in everything you put your hand to. What a promise. We read in Proverbs 21 and 13, beloved, we see that if we close our eyes and our ears to the poor and refuse to give help to them in their affliction, God will not hear our cries. Isn't that something? God said, if you reject the poor, I won't even hear your cries. It reads like this. It says, whoever stops his ears at the cry of the poor will cry out himself and not be heard. Wow. God promises that those who give to the poor will not lack. But those who close their eyes to the needs of the poor will be cursed. A lot of times we're living under the curse. We're praying, we're living under a curse. We're going to church, we're living under a curse. We're singing, we're shouting, but we're living under a curse. Why? Because Proverbs 28 and 27 says this, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. But he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. The mindset of a virtuous woman. God sees that those who are giving to the poor are actually lending to him. And he says he will repay. You're not blessing someone who is in need. You're actually doing the Lord a favor. Proverbs 19 and 17 says this, he hath pity upon the poor. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he hath given will he pay him again. That which you give to the poor, the Lord said, don't worry about them paying you back. I'm going to pay you back. One of the reasons there are so many Christians living under a closed heaven and not reaping the blessings that God promised is that their eyes are closed to the needs of the poor. God's blessings belong to those who give liberally to the poor. And we read in Proverbs 22 and 9, it says, he that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Beloved, if you want to enjoy the blessings of God, you must not turn away from the poor, or you must not refuse to help them whenever it is in your ability to do so. And my last scripture, 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. 1 John 3, 17. Anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God loves the poor, and he has compassion on them and desires to meet their needs. And you know how God desires to meet the needs of the poor? Through you, through me. As you see, beloved, the poor and needy, beloved, and you begin to give freely to meet their needs, God will release his blessings back into your life. And he has promised that you will not lack. You can't go broke. When you give to the poor, you give to the Lord. And in Jesus' parable, the end time judgment, glory be to God, judgment came upon those who refused to give and to minister to those in need. And you can read about it in Matthew 25:35-45. So, beloved, when we look at this virtuous woman, this queen, the mindset of this queen, what made her queen, what made her virtuous, what made the Holy Spirit to write, glory be to God, and to conclude the book of Proverbs, which is a book of wisdom, to conclude the book on her story. And it writes about all her wonderful attributes, wonderful characteristics. It did not omit and put emphasis on the fact that she stretched out her hand to the poor. She reached forth her hands to the needy. What about you? What about you? The mindset of a virtuous woman. Thank God for her secrets. Thank God for the secrets. We're not talking about Victoria's secrets. We're talking about, amen, the secrets of the virtuous woman. Glory be to God. Her secret. There it is. There it is. A lot of us have our secrets, cooking secrets, or even our recipes and food and cleaning and why the house smells so clean and why the potato salad's so good. And we all got our little secrets. Huh? Warren Buffett got his secrets. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Warren Buffett got his, and Bill Gates and all of them got theirs. Glory be to God. So many people successful in life, they said what they did is this, maybe a couple words out of somebody's book turned their life around. Glory be to God. Dinner with this, something somebody said. Glory be to God. We all got our secrets of success. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, this virtuous woman here would not have been virtuous if she was not, amen, reaching out her hand to those in need. Amen. There it is. Amen. We can take it for what it's worth in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the virtuous woman. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for her attributes. Father God, a businesswoman, a wife, a mother, kept the house clean, kept her husband looking good, did 100 things, but still had time to consider the poor. A wealthy woman still had time to consider the poor. Thank you for the lesson learned, God. Thank you. Forgive us, Father God, where we have come short. Forgive us for where we've stepped over people. Forgive us, Father God, hallelujah, for not, Father God, moving when you told us to move, doing what you tell us to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now, even for those suffering in Ukraine, Father. Father, we ask that you would bless the money that this ministry, Father God, and other ministries have sent over, amen, to help these people, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Father, you will look on the poor everywhere. Father, you said the poor will always be among us, always till Jesus comes, Father God. It's a mindset. Father God. It's a mindset. They're stuck there, but you don't punish them for that. But you pray they'll change. You pray they will change and grab hold to the prosperity mindset. But Father God, we are not supposed to neglect them. Forgive us, Father, for going to bed with a full belly, Father God, knowing that somebody was hungry. Forgive us, Father God, for getting news that somebody's utilities was cut off and act like we didn't care. Forgive us, Father God, when the children didn't have shoes, didn't have school supplies, didn't have car fare to get to the doctors, couldn't pay the dental work. Father God, forgive us for being so stuck on ourselves, Father God. We didn't even pray about it. We don't know if you wanted to use us or not because we didn't even pray. We didn't even care to pray about it, Father. And surely it was something we could have done. Father God, we have to do more than just, you said it's a sin for us to just say, I'm going to pray about your need. When, Father God, we had the resources to make a contribution. We didn't even pray about it. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us, Father. If some of us have, if the curse has been attached to us, for us being snobby, Father God, against people who were in need, and we turned our back on the poor, and that curse attached itself to us, Father, we ask that you would forgive us this day. Forgive us. And we say from this day forward, we will stop to hear your will. What is your will? What would you have us to do, Father? To play a part. Stop beating up people. Stop beating them up, Father God. Yes, it is their fault. Sometimes it's their fault. Sometimes it's generational. Sometimes it's circumstantial. Father God, we don't have nothing to do with that. We cannot judge the situation because no one can judge us. You're not going to let nobody judge us. We can't judge people. Maybe they mismanaged the money, Father. We're not going to support their gambling habit, Father God. We're going to pray they be delivered from the gambling habit, but we're going to make sure them babies eat. We're going to make sure them babies eat. Father, if we got to do the grocery shopping ourselves or have ShopRite deliver the groceries through the door, we're going to make sure them babies eat. And we're going to turn that water on so them babies can get a bath. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and buy them babies some shoes. Father God, give us the mindset of the virtuous woman so that we might prosper. And stay on top as she did. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. All right. There it is. All right. To God be praised, glory, and honor. We still chucking along. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the word of God for the blessed people of God. Tomorrow we are going to be talking about Lot's wife. All right, tune in. Amen. In Jesus' name. Today at 12 o'clock, we will be at the altar of prayer. Amen. Praying. Amen. Praying for the poor. We're going to pray for the poor. Amen. When we get finished praying for the poor, then look, you got to do more than pray for the poor. Let me tell you something. I've known people, amen, glory be to God, people will come to them, amen, tell them, amen, they was hungry or whatever the situation is, glory be to God, and baby, come on, we're going to have prayer. All right, thank God for your prayer. Your prayer not going to fill no empty belly. I've seen it happen. And even if you didn't have $20 to give them, you trying to tell me you didn't have an extra box of rice? Or some food in your freezer? An extra gallon of orange juice or milk? Saints, if we don't repent, I'm telling you the truth, we're going to be in trouble. I've seen it happen. I've seen people in need, financial need, and they would call for help. And the people would say no before they even found out how much the person wanted. Nah, baby, I can't. Well, you didn't know if I was going to ask you for $5. You didn't even know how much I was going to ask you for. Well, I ain't got it, nothing. Because the heart wasn't in tune to be a blessing. Beloved, you can't bless everybody. And God will let you know when people are using you. And God will let you know when there's a legitimate need. Amen. The virtuous woman. Amen. Hallelujah. She was blessed because she was spiritually minded. When you're spiritually minded, you know. When you're carnal minded, all you're going to be concerned about is me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. This is mine. This is me. No, I can't give you this. Let me tell you. I'm finished. Let me tell you something. My mother's the type. My mother had 7 children, 8. Well, the last one came a little bit later. But there were 7 of us. Amen. We grew up in a little row house, a little teeny row house on a little alley street in North Philadelphia, around 31st and Lehigh. Graveyard in the back. Glory be to God. Called Napa Street. Glory be to God. But let me tell you something. Everybody in that neighborhood, amen, they didn't even have to make no appointment, amen. Dinner time, glory be to God. My mother and my father, let me tell you something, they would feed all of us themselves, glory be to God, and anybody else in the neighborhood who wanted a plate. And guess what? We always had enough food. Never once did we run out. God was multiplying fish and chicken. God was just multiplying that food. We never ran out of food. Never ran out of food. Amazing. Amazing. I think about how my mother would do. She had 7 girls, so she had 7 heads to do. So she combing out here, plaiting out here, and straightening out here. Y'all know about the straightening comb and all that. And guess what? When she got finished doing all us, amen, she would do all the neighbors. The neighbors that wanted to come, all my girlfriends, they were sitting in the kitchen getting their heads up. Giving, doing. Huh? I'm telling you. Glory to this ministry here, we give. Amen. And my ears are open. Amen. We did help Ukraine. And my ears are always open for where the need is, Because let me tell you something. I know some people who built their churches. You know how they built their churches? By just being out there in the streets, helping the poor. Let me give you lunch. Here you go. Let me help. Here's some clothes. Glory be to God. Here's some clothes. I have a resource right now where we can supply people with clothes and stuff like that. I just don't have a place to store the stuff. See? Beloved, you got to know what side of the bread, the butter. My mother always say, that person know what side of the bread is butter. You got to know what side of the bread is butter. If you want to get, every time you do something for somebody in need, you get God's attention. And don't look for them to pay you back. Because if they had it, then you would, they wouldn't need it from you. But God said, I'm going to give it back to you. Isn't that beautiful? All right. We'll be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And then tonight at 8 o'clock, Lord's willing, Bible study. I'm not sure if it's going to be social media, what. I don't know. Y'all know we only going to be 1 or 2 places. We're either going to be on here on the conference line or on social media, but I have a feeling we're going to be right here where we are today. Amen. So meet us back. Amen. And tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. 5 o'clock on Facebook. And then come on back to the table and let's find out. Amen. Lot's wife. Amen. Let's see what her story is. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. And to God be praised. Denzel Washington told Will Smith, said, amen, the devil is coming at you when you're at the top of your game. He was right, but I want you to know also the devil coming for you when you're at the bottom of your game. We're going to find out some more about that tomorrow. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. I love you. Father God, we say thank you for the teaching today. Hallelujah. And to God be all the glory, all the honor. And to all the praise, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the values of your word, the truth of your word, Father God. Oh God, that our eyes are enlightened. We can see clearly when we see through the glass of your word, Father. And we say thank you for piercing our hearts, Father God, to line up, amen, with your will, not our will, be done. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Bless us, bless us, bless us. Meet us back at Bible study tonight, Father God. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Order our steps, Father, in the name of, help us to have that virtuous mindset. It's not just for females, Father God. We're talking about a mindset, not a gender. Glory be to God. Not if you're male or female, but your mindset, a spiritual mindset, virtuous, Father God. Hallelujah, that we might live in the prosperity that you have already ordained, that abundant life. The virtuous woman was the head and not the tail. She was the lender and not the borrower. She was above and not beneath. She was in the front and not in the back. And that's because she was mindful of the poor. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee, and the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto you, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Yesterday we had some problems on Blog Talk Radio. We had to transfer over to our prayer call number. If you ever call Blog Talk Radio and you can't get in, then call the 385 number, 385-799-9729. Amen. If you call the 385 number, can't get in, call the Blog Talk number. Call a couple numbers before you give up. Call a couple times. Amen. Persistent till you succeed. Amen. We're winners over here. We're champions. Amen. We don't quit. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even when we fall, we rise again. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you so much for praying for me. Thank you, saints. I came back from death door. I came back from death door. Hallelujah. Because I've been around some praying folks. And glory be to God. Stay with me. Stay with me because I'm going to stay with you. Amen. And we all of us are going to stay with Jesus. Amen. I love you. Amen. Have a blessed day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing of the Lord is here. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless.
Would
God
you
bless.
Just put one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord,
please.